Actually, you know, pow, 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 pow.
Atlanta police say three people were injured in the shooting in the shopping center's food court, and the suspect was also shot.
There was a lot of chaos at the time.
Police say all the injured were taken to hospitals, alert, conscious, and breathing. A woman could be seen in a wheelchair being taken to an ambulance. The Peachtree Center was on lockdown. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
And just north of Atlanta, one person was shot and killed on a commuter bus. Police say a man hijacked the bus and forced the driver to lead police on a chase. The suspect's been arrested. And in Memphis, Tennessee, one adult and three children are in critical condition after being shot on an interstate. Police chased a suspect's vehicle and arrested two men. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have arrested men with suspected ties to ISIS. CBS's Errol Barnett says they're from Tajikistan and crossed into the U.S. from Mexico last year and had their phones tapped when they did.
And what we understand, over the past few weeks, those wiretaps picked up key information, no active plot, but information that caused concern among U.S. officials that led them to coordinate this nationwide effort to detain all eight of them, both in Los Angeles, here in New York, and in Philadelphia.
President Biden's son Hunter is said to be considering appealing his conviction Tuesday on felony gun charges. CBS's Weijia Zhang at the courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware, says a jail sentence is theoretically possible.
That is unlikely for a first-time offender. The judge did not set a date for the sentencing, but said it's usually about 4 months from the verdict, putting it just weeks from the November election.
Expelled New York Republican Congressman George Santos will be arraigned on almost two dozen criminal charges Wednesday. Here's CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Today's arraignment isn't adding any new charges to the criminal prosecution of George Santos. The superseding indictment is merely intended to correct errors in the original indictment. Santos is still charged with 23 counts of conspiracy to commit offenses against the United States and wire fraud.
53 years after a corporate jet carrying five men disappeared on a snowy Vermont night, the wreckage may have been found in Lake Champlain. The plane disappeared shortly after departing the Burlington Airport on January 27, 1971. Last month, an underwater searcher found wreckage. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hulu has movies. We're here to tell you again. Hulu has movies that will put you in the driver's seat like Ferrari, starring Adam Driver. Hulu has movies that will terrify you, like The First Omen plus the entire Omen franchise. Hulu has movies that will inspire you, like Origin, directed by Ava DuVernay. Hulu has movies that will make you hold on tight, like Bullet Train with Brad Pitt. We've said it before, and we will keep saying it. Hulu has movies. All kinds of movies. Come check them out on Hulu.
DQ presents how to enjoy the three best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat! Because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all three into one powerhouse of a treat. So you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
New research published in the British journal Nature suggests elephants can greet each other by name.
This is what we think of when we think of elephant sounds. But this almost purr-like rumbling is made by elephants, too, when they're addressing a specific fellow elephant. In other words,
elephants have sort of nicknames for one another.
And naturalist Joyce Poole says the implications are immense.
It may well be that if they have labels for, you know, names, that they may have labels for places, labels for actions.
Suggesting humans aren't alone in developing language. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A couple from Michigan and a lawyer from the state have been announced as winners of an $842.4 million Powerball lottery jackpot. It's from a ticket purchased on New Year's Day. The Breakfast Club Lottery Club members opted for a cash lump sum payment of $305 million after taxes. Christopher Cruz, CBS.
WRJN weather. I'm Meteorologist Rodney Price, a slight chance of showers, maybe a rumble of thunder in the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, and by daybreak we'll be in the lower 60s. Sunshine, lower 80s on Wednesday, with thunderstorm chances increasing late Wednesday night. It's 60 at our studios.
Down, and you know. Memorial Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Down and out when you're Rockin' and a rollin', rockin' and a not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, I never been to Spain, but I kinda like the music. See, the ladies are insane there, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. We
last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You won't come back from the
against mine. They gave a jubilee. Then don't you folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. Care to hear him play a tango, and in the mood to dig a mambo, it's way too early for a congo, so keep a rocking that piano, so I can hear some of that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it, any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. We'll be right back.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Just call me.
Jackson starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay.
time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who'll stay, if my mom play games behind me, I'll be what I am. The solitary man, solitary man. I've had it to heal, being well, love's a small word, part-time thing.
this girl walked in dreams, playing in a world of her own. This girl was a child, existing in a playground of stone. Then one night her world was changed, her life and dreams were rearranged. She would never be the same again. This girl is a woman now, she's learned how to live. This girl, to live.